No, definitely. I mean, not only that, it's a rivalry game. It's a division game. I think for us to be successful, we have to be balanced, and that's something we continue to try to work on here. I think that's one of Coach Malarkey's points just since he's been here, is to be a balanced offense. And so we have a lot to work on. Obviously, we played well last week. I think we could play a lot better. I think we all feel that way, and we just have to keep improving each week.
And every game, obviously, in the NFL is important, but 0-1 division game at home, it's a big game.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like I said, it's a division game, regardless, 0-1, right, whatever, it's a big game. So, you know, we just want to be 1-0 this week and just continue to work on that.
It seems that with this offense, there's been a lot of thought put into the details, new personnel groupings and motions, mm-hmm, and things like that. Have you seen that, and is it as detailed as it seems to be from, you know, watching from the press box?
Yeah, we're trying to do different things, give guys an opportunity to get in space a little bit with motions and shifts or whatever you want to call it. I think it allows a lot of guys to get where they need to be. And, you know, we just want to – it's another weapon, another tool for us in our box that we can use. And so we just want to keep, you know, like I said, sharpening that up, and so we can be at our highest on Sunday.
How much does the home opener add energy to what happens with you guys?
I think it does a bunch. You know, obviously being in Minnesota, we had a couple times where they were quiet, and then we had some times where it was real loud. We couldn't hear much. And for a guy just learned the playbook where you can't hear the plays, it's pretty tough. And so we expect our fans to be the same way. Obviously, it's against Houston. You know, everyone knows that we don't like each other. So it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be a very physical game.
Is there really that kind of don't like each other?
Like college. I definitely don't think it's like college. I just think it's, you know, this game has been, you know, for the most part, kind of last year, I think they beat us, they won the division, and vice versa. So it's been naturally or historically a tough game to play, tough game to win, so we just have to continue on doing that.
Yeah. Wesley Shorts is coming on, a pretty young guy like that from small school.
Yeah, I think Cecil's done a great job. Obviously, last year was his first year in the league. It's tough sometimes on a rookie coming from a small school, but his improvement, his growth from last year this year has been tremendous. And for a guy to go make plays, I mean, he caught a curl. I think the first pass was a curl. He, like, drug a guy for the first. I was kind of shocked because, you know, I haven't been around. So I was like, oh, where'd this come from? And so it's great to see that. And for him to make that play at the end of the game was huge as well. So, like I said, we expect those things out of those guys to continue to make plays, and Blaine's been playing great as well.
What else did you learn about the offense in that first game that you didn't know about it going in?
I watched on TV a bunch, you know, but being inside, like I said, the terminology, they simplified a lot of things for us, and we just play faster, and we're able to move and do a lot of things. We're in and out of the huddle very quickly. Gives us more time at the line of scrimmage to see what the defense is going to do. And, I mean, like I said, just being a part of that and trying to put my 2 cents in every now and then, it just feels great to be back with those guys, and they've been working hard.
As you're shuffling guys in and out of the offensive line, how does that affect you?
It doesn't affect at all because we all practice. Sometimes, you know, there's guys taking out, guys putting in, and it's, you know, the offensive line, they, as a group, they block the same. So, you know, we just want to continue to work on that. Obviously, I don't want to talk about injury. I heard that's one of the rules. So I will never talk about injuries. And,
you didn't talk,
you know,
about injuries before, not to you.
You always think you're healthy in the end.
Well, I'm always healthy. Every time you ask, I'm healthy. Because why would I tell you so they know that I'm hurt?
You admit you weren't.
Well, yeah, because if I tell you I'm healthy, then the other team knows I'm not healthy, and then they're going to attack the injury. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we assume you're not healthy.
Oh, yeah. Assume whatever you assume. But like the offensive line, we'll be fine. We'll definitely be okay.
How do you feel a couple of days after?
I feel fine. I mean,
normal?
Yeah, I don't think there's any. Are you assume I'm injured? Are you? I'm sore? I mean, obviously going to be sore after. Now I'm not sore, but on Monday I was pretty sore from obviously taking hits, having hit the whole season, but, you know, it's gone away. You're ready to go against another physical team and get ready back after it.
How about your comfort with the offense day by day? Does it grow?
Oh, yeah. You know, trying to learn what a lot of guys learn in 5-6 months in 2 days was pretty tough. And once we broke it down to the game plan, it helped me out a bunch. And then this week, I was to learn the game plan, how we want to attack people. You know, you start to learn certain, I don't know what they're called, but you just learn how our offensive coordinator wants to go about things. And then so it kind of just makes it easier.